Dad and I had another fight. So I'm afraid if we stay under the same roof together, we'll do irreparable harm to the relationship we have as it is.
You might remember why you moved him in the first place. You wanted to get closer to Dad.
I still do. There isn't anything I'd like more, but he makes it impossible. I can't read my book, I can't have my coffee, I can't have any peace in my own home.
So what you're saying is you want to be closer to Dad, but you don't actually want him around.
And that's from Frasier. And we all know that feeling that in very close relationships, you want to be closer to the person, and yet there are areas where you just clash and you don't know how to deal with those issues. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and I'm a clinical psychologist. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and that's one of many issues you can call and ask me about. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And my website's drkenner.com. I've got podcasts on it if you want to listen to it. I've got books I recommend and articles you can read. And right now I want to turn to the phones and welcome Alfonso. Is that your name?
Yes.
Okay. You're trying to figure out how to handle your wife?
Yes, my controlling wife.
Your controlling wife. Okay. Can give me a little snapshot of what happens that just drives you buggy.
Well, it's the fact that, okay, we have two cars, and she happens to have to control both cars. She has to control my credit card, my bank account, when I eat, what I do, who I talk on the phone with, just about everything.
Okay. How long have you been married?
For about 3 years.
And was it like this from the beginning?
A little bit, but I, for some reason, thought it was going to change, I guess.
You mean you thought she would relax and...
How
do you make sense of that?
I don't.
You don't. But it sounds like she's not trusting you.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit like, because she had a bad marriage before me. And I had a rough childhood, so I guess he's taking it out on me.
Okay. My guess is you've brought that up to her?
Yes.
And what
and
is...
it always it yeah. turns into an argument.
How so?
Well, she turns it around saying that I'm the one that's the problem. I need therapy, and it's never really a actual conversation. It turns always into some type of an argument, and I'm trying to figure out what am I saying wrong that triggers the argument.
And what have you learned? When you look at what are the triggers, what have you discovered?
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm bringing up, I guess, the truth, I guess, sometimes, and I guess she doesn't like it.
That's a different story. What would be one truth? Give me an example of a truth that you brought up and that she's pushing away and refusing to talk about.
Well, the fact that she claims that her ex-husband was very controlling to her.
Yeah.
But I see her how she is toward me, and I tell her who was actually the controlling one. You know, I really don't think she could have been that controlling because the way you treated me, and she gets upset about that.
So when you say to her, these are the examples, this is what I'm seeing, I don't have a choice of cars or when to use them or my credit card or my bank account or who I talk to, you're tracking everything I do, and this is, I feel controlled. When you share that with her and say, I don't see how your previous marriage could have been, I don't see how your ex could have been that controlling because you're actually the one that is controlling. And she says, what does she do at that point?
She gets upset about it and starts an argument.
And what type of, where does she go with that? I mean, if she's...
Well, she says that she's not controlling me. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's all in your head and this and that, you know, so...
Okay.
I try to stop it. Saying that, yes, you're right, and then she tells me that I'm being, I can't find the word right now, when I'm trying to stop the argument and trying to say, you're right, maybe it's just me or whatever, and I can't find the word right now off the top of my head.
It sounds like you appease her, you give in to her just to keep the peace?
Yes, basically.
And
it gets really out of hand, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to argue no more, so I try to, like, you know, get away from it.
And did you ever experience that in your own childhood?
No, never. And I guess sometimes I say I've never been through anything like this ever in my life. And when I bring up how my parents are, she says that you can't have what your parents have. Every marriage is different. One time she said to me, just because you marry, that doesn't mean you have to be happy. I couldn't believe she actually said that.
And I am very glad you retained that, because it is your life, Alfonso, and you're gauging the quality of your life. Before I go further, do you have kids?
Yes.
How old? With her?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
How old?
2 years.
2 years old. Okay, because if you didn't have kids, guess what I might suggest?
Yeah.
I'm still going to suggest that she's invalidating your firsthand experience, and that's never fun. I mean, if you are going through this pain and she is closed to reason, she's not listening to you, she's not, for example, sitting down and saying to you, oh, yes, I know this is a problem I've had in previous relationships, let's figure out a way, will you stay with me, and I'll try to work through this problem, we'll go to therapy together, and I'll try to become less controlling. You know, if she were to say something like that, then how would you feel towards her?
I will feel a little bit better that she's willing to work on it.
Right. Plus, she's not telling you what controlling people typically do. They tell the partner. They'll beat up on the partner in subtle ways or not so subtle ways. And she's showing signs of emotional abuse of you when they start restricting who you can talk to, where you can go, when they start controlling your cell phone, when they start telling you, checking up on you, the bank account, everything else. When you keep giving in, capitulating to her, appeasing her, it makes it worse, because you don't experience your own self as having a backbone. It's like you're losing your backbone, your self-esteem. And she keeps winning by default, by your giving in to her. It's not that you battle with her. You just say, listen, this, I do want a happy marriage. That sentence that you said, what was it that she said? Just because you're married doesn't mean you have to be happy?
You have to be happy. Yes, she told me one time.
Okay, and I would beg to differ, and I wouldn't even beg. I would say that the only reason to be married, to have a soulmate, is to have a soulmate, to have someone who shares your life, shares in your joy, who's supportive of you, who understands you, where you can iron out differences by listening to one another, really hearing one another, and working through every couple has some issues to work through. And if she's controlling to you, can you imagine it with your child?
Yeah.
So I would get the book. I would get the book. One of my favorite books is The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand, AYNRAND. Or there's another book, Loving Life by Craig Biddle, BIDDLE.
Okay.
And those are books. You can go to my website, Dr. Kenner, drkenner.com. One is a novel, but I would not want you to be with an abusive woman. I would want you to have the courage to leave her if necessary, but before you did that, to really hold your own and tell her that this is not working. You do want a happy marriage like your mother's, and if she's willing to work on it, you would try counseling. Listen, thank you so very much for the call, and I wish you a very happy life and a happy marriage.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alfonso. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Intimacy is an important part of romantic partners' lives together. Of course, crises can and do cause long intervals between intimate encounters, but many couples allow such temporary interruptions to become normal. Young couples sometimes ask, "Is it true that sexual attraction normally fades as time goes on?" And many do let other aspects of their lives take priority over intimacy, but they don't have to. It is a choice. In the most successful romantic partnerships, sexual intimacy is made a conscious priority. Ideally, sexual attraction is enhanced with time, especially as emotional intimacy deepens.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.